his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's certainly good to be in the number one more time. We just thank God for another day that he has made. And in these times that we're living in, we realize that it is truly his grace and his mercy that allows us to see another day.
Yes.
Because people are leaving here at a high rate of speed. They're leaving at an alarming rate. And there's some folk, if you were to call them today, if you pick up your phone and dial their number, you wouldn't get them because they're going on. And we can't take it for granted. You know, life is precious. Time is precious. And we only get but a little bit, and it's moving so fast. But once we step out of time into eternity, when we walk by faith, because we're not governed by time when we're walking by faith, because faith is now. And that's why we're still dealing with faith, because we need to have faith in these times that we're living in. These are trying times. And if we don't trust and have confidence in the Lord, we ain't going to make it. We must, because everything around us is failing. Everything around us is failing. I don't care how sturdy it was. Buildings are collapsing. Bridges are collapsing. Roads, sinkholes, the government. Everything is failing but God, but his word. Everything's going down. But we can put our trust and we can build on that firm foundation, which is the word of God. His promises are yea and amen. Let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for another day. Yes. Father, we come humbly before your throne right now, seeking mercy. Father, we know that the veil in the temple was rent,
yes, Lord.
That we can come before you at any time. We don't need a priest, but you are our high priest. We come to you anytime. Your phone is never busy. We don't get a voicemail, Lord God, but we know that we can come to you anytime. Lord, yes, we come to you this morning just letting you know that we reverence you,
yes,
God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up because it's all about you, Jesus,
yes,
and the finished work on the cross. Because if you hadn't, we wouldn't. And we thank you, Lord, for what you did. Because you said it is finished. It is finished. You've already taken care of everything we need to be saved, set free, and delivered in this world that we're living in. Lord, and we just come this morning to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes this morning,
yes,
letting
Lord.
The blood still run warm in our veins,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you for another opportunity to share
thank
your
you,
word,
Jesus.
To break the bread of life. This is truly, your word is the bread of
thank
life.
You, Jesus.
Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. And we just
thank you
this
Lord.
Morning for your word, God. Touch right now all that are listening, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Touch their hearts and their minds
in
to
the
receive and believe your word. Oh, drawn by your spirit this morning, Lord God. Meet them right where they are, Jesus.
Yes,
we just thank you, Lord God, for those that are on their beds of affliction this morning, that you're pouring out your healing virtue
yes,
right now as this word go forth and heals
in the name of
Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now that you're making a way out of no way
thank you, Lord.
By your word this morning, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that the unbeliever is being drawn by your spirit
thank
this
you,
morning,
Jesus.
Lord God.
Thank you,
as
Jesus.
These seeds are
yes,
being planted
Lord.
And watered this morning, Lord God, you're going to bring the increase.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for the one that's coming saying, I yield.
Thank
I
you,
yield.
Lord.
I can't hold out any longer. I trust you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
For the one who has backslidden, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bring them back into the fold, Lord. Draw
yes,
them this
Lord.
Morning, Lord God. You know where they are. You
yes,
know how
Lord,
far
God.
They've fallen. Lord, we just thank you this morning.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for that you have forgiven us for our sins, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, know they be many, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our greatest need is to have a closer, more personal, intimate relationship with you,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Draw us close, Lord Jesus. God. let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church this morning, to the body of believers, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father God, let the fertile soils of the heart be receptive to receive this word, the seed of this word, that it would germinate and bear much fruit. Father God, we thank you
for
the owners of this radio station to make
Lord.
It possible that this word can go forth, Father
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
For all the technicians, the owner, the managers, everyone who play a part, the men and women of God who come in and labor over this
thank
word,
you, Lord.
Lord God, who sing your songs and teach and preach and minister your word, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Just strengthen
thank
them,
you,
encourage
Jesus.
Them right now, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Edify, build up, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
That they will keep on fighting the good fight, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, and we bless you. We give you all praise, honor, and glory.
Yes, Lord.
It is in Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Have your way, Lord God.
Have your way.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for another day. And this morning, we're looking at Luke, the 17th chapter. And like I said, we're still dealing with this faith until the Lord says something different. And we're looking at this, and we're going to read chapter 17, verse 1 through 6. And I'm reading the King James Version for you. And it reads as thus. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespasses against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Jesus is letting the disciples know, look, it is impossible, but offenses, don't even think it strange. Huh? It's going to come. Offenses are going to come. So, in other words, you're going to have to take it with a grain of salt. And you got to have thick skin to be a believer. I mean, we can get offended and get all in our feelings and miss God and miss an opportunity to share the word or to lead somebody to Christ. We can't get offended. We have to be mindful, and we have to be led by the Spirit. And I'm preaching to myself this morning because that was a situation where I got offended. But I had to dig deep and say, look, I must do what thus said the Lord. The Spirit is leading me in a certain way. I can't get offended because of man, woman, or child and the things they do and say. Because they'll throw you off course because the devil will use anybody he can who's available to get you off your course, to get you out of where you need to be at in the spirit. It'll get you in the flesh real quick, and you'll get offended, and you'll miss God and miss the opportunity to do what God has asked you and calling you to do, your assignment. You will miss it. So, in other words, he's saying, listen, don't be so that you get offended and miss God. Huh? Offense is going to come, but woe unto that one that which brings the offense against my little ones, my children, my family, my born again believers, the church, those who are bringing offense against church. You have to be careful putting your mouth on men and women of God, touching his little ones. The Bible say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You have to be careful. He said that it's better that a millstone, be tied about his neck and be thrown in the sea. A millstone was what they used to grind the mill with. It's a pretty nice sized stone. And if you got that around your neck, ain't no swimming. If it's tied around your neck, you're going to the bottom and you're going to be fish food. So that's where he put the one who brings the offense. Woman of God.
Amen, amen. And he's also speaking to us. Mm-hmm. And when we're dealing with our brothers and sisters in Christ and that we know and we love. Mm. And, you know, we're walking in offense and then we have already been offensive ourselves. And you know within yourself because the Holy Spirit speaks to you.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're not without knowledge of what's going on in life and when we're dealing with people. And so God is saying, like, listen, if someone offends you, I have that. I'll take care of that. You don't need to be the judge and the jury. He's going to deal with that situation. But also, if you have been doing the offensive part, you need to go and repent to that person and get it right so you can stand upright before God. I mean, he doesn't let us off the hook either. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have, we walking in love. Our love walk have to be real. When we're dealing, when we're walking in ministry and we're dealing with people, you know, even if we're not walking in ministry and we're men and women of God, children of God, we got to love one another. Amen. All the everything is hinged on love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
That's right.
So we also are held accountable to what we do and what we say and how we carry the word and the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. So also let us not be offended. Amen. Because if we're offended, like the man of God said, we can't do the things that God called us to do. That offense will get in the way. That's and cause right. us to not be able to do some of the things that we're called to do. So we're one. He said, blessed are those who are not offended in me. You know, because sometimes God will tell us to do some stuff that be, you know, that kind of hurt our feelings. Like, you want me to do what?
Yeah.
So, yes, you are on this together, too. And I love it. I love it how we're here together in the radio station. Because God said where two or three are gathered together my name, I am in the midst of it. And so he's speaking his word to his people today. And I know that everybody under the sound of my voice is hearing what thus saith the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to his church today because his church is dispersed and that they're not all together and they're not have that family to help them walk together and that person to shout out and tell them, listen, that you might be going the wrong way. You might have said something that was an error or anything like that. And so, you know, it's the word says there's a way that seemeth right to the man, but it's destruction thereof.
Yeah.
And so while we're in this place, let us get real with God. Let us also be real before him and allow him to do a work inside of us so that when we are walking with others, they can feel and sense the Holy Spirit in our life, and we don't even have to open our mouths half of the time. All we have to do is show up in a situation and God is there, and somebody will tell you, well, you know what, I don't know what you got, I don't know what it is about you, but it just seems like I've known you all my life. It just seems like I could tell you anything. And so we want to preach the word of God. We want to love on people. Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead, man of God.
That's right. That's right. Because you're right, woman of God. Hey, sometimes you meet folk and you like, I know you. Or they be like, I know you. And they feel comfortable sharing. And because we'll know each other by the Spirit.
Yes.
We'll know each other by the Spirit. We'll know one another because that's the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit bears witness with the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we try the Spirit, by the Spirit.
Yes.
So we know, but automatically there's a connection in the Spirit realm. But see, one thing about it, like you're saying, woman of God, we'll miss God being offended.
Yes.
And I'm preaching to myself because I'm telling you, I was offended, but I had to quickly get out of myself and out of my feelings and do what thus said the Lord, because there's an assignment. God will offend us with some of the stuff. And we can't be all caught up in that. We got to have thick skin. And guess what? He never said it was going to be easy. But look at this. Take heed yourself, brother. Look, when a brother offends you, rebuke him. But you ain't publicly rebuking him.
Come on.
You rebuking him in private. Huh? You pull him to the side and say, look, bro, you wrong. Now, this is not right. And this is where you quickly deal with that situation. You don't let it fester. Because what he was letting them know is bitterness and unforgiveness will cause you to stumble.
Yes.
And you will cause your brother to stumble because they're watching you.
Yes.
And they're listening to you. So guess what? You have to deal with it quickly. And so it's befitting that he would tell him, look, if he comes seven times, and it's hard enough for us to forgive one time.
Come on.
But if he comes seven times in a day, later on it talks about seven times 70. So that's 490 times in a day. Still dealing with this day, this 24 hours. So we have to be quick to forgive, to repent, ask for forgiveness, and let it go. Because that will start to grow. Mm-hmm. And it will grow quickly. See, and we're looking at the sycamine tree. This sycamine tree grew quickly. It had a deep root system. It was in the same family. And this sycamine is like a sycamine fig tree. And it has fruit. Also, it's in the same family with the mulberry, the black mulberry. It has figs on it, or fruit on it also. And so they're similar. But the root system goes down deep. And what he wanted them to know is, you got to get down to the root of this thing. Because that root, it grows fast and it grows deep. And if you harbor it, and if you feed it, and with the sycamine tree,
it's going to grow.
Listen, it's going to grow. And it growed in dry places. It growed in places where ain't hardly no rain. Mm-hmm. And it grew real fast. Mm-hmm. And so, large root system. Mm-hmm. So it was able to get down to the water supply that's down deep, where other stuff would perish and dry up. Mm-hmm. And see, in the Middle East, it was a lot of dry land. Mm-hmm. And so this thing flourished in there. So you got to deal with this bitterness, and you got to deal with this unforgiveness swiftly.
Because we're bringing it home. So let's bring it to the natural.
Yeah.
Come on, families.
Mm-hmm.
We got families out there that are not speaking to each other.
That's right.
We got sisters and brothers that are not speaking to each other.
Yeah.
We got husband and wives that are not speaking to each other.
Bitterness.
You know, bitterness.
Unforgiveness.
Things that were said a long time ago.
Yeah.
Things that your parents said to you. Things that the husband and the wife said together. Now, come on. Now, we are dealing with live situations not right now. And you know that we're speaking directly to you because God said it's time to get it right.
Come on,
it's time to get it. He said that to you. She said that to you. But when are we going to bring to the space of forgiveness? Yes, it was wrong.
Yes,
it was wrong. Yes, it hurt you.
My Lord.
Yes, it caused the things that are in your life. But how can you move forward unless you get past that? Unless you allow God to heal that in your life. Listen, you are worth too much to God to die in the midst of a situation because of words that were spoken to you. There are healing words that can heal you today. Christ can heal you today from the things that were said to you. Yes, words do all kind of things to us. You know, bitterness go into our life, and then we don't want to get married again. And then we come up on homosexuality. Oh my goodness, nobody wants to deal with that. But things that were said and done to children as they were young, and now they can't stand a woman. And now a woman can't stand a man, so she's with a woman. And a man can't stand a woman, so now he's with a man. And those things are gone down generational. And they're saying, well, I was born like this. The devil is a liar. You must be born again, sweetheart.
This means
the Bible said you must be born again. So if you were born like that in the flesh, let me tell you something. In the spirit, you got to be born again, because God got deliverance from you. And he needs to come into your house and let that word work and ferment through your life so that it can change. Because you're not what they called you. You're not what they said to you. You got to go into the word of God and see what your creator said, not what man said. We don't rely on man. Curse is the one who rely on flesh. You know, we got to rely on the Lord God himself. He sent his son our place to take our place for all of this. So we got a healer, and we got a deliverer, and we got a sustainer. You know, he can keep us through all things. So this is what we we need in our life right now. And so we're going to the psychiatrist and the psychologist, and we're spending all our money and we're spending all our wills, but we won't go to Jesus Christ. We won't go to God, the one who created us and put us on this earth and know everything about us and wrote the manual and gave it to us so we could read it and know who he is and what he can do in our life. So now we're holding on to offense, and now we're holding on to hurt and shame and pain, and we're walking around with it, and we got it in a bag in our life, and it smells real bad because every time we come around somebody, they can see it and they can sense it in your life. But you don't have to be that way, because God sent his son to deliver you from all of that. And listen, it's time out. It's time to go speak to that relative. It's time to go forgive that mother or father. It's time to forgive that husband and wife so you can move on in life, so God could do what he want to do in your life. That bitterness that are down on the inside of you is not killing everybody else. It's killing you.
It's killing you.
It's not killing everybody else's relationship. It's killing yours. How long are you going to stand there? How long are you going to stay in that situation before you allow God to come in and do a work, man of God?
My Lord, that's right. That's right. Because most of the folk that you mad at and you holding offense against, they done moved on. They don't even care. Some of them might be in the grave.
Come on.
And they don't even know. They don't even care. But it's killing you, because it's causing you, that bitterness is eating you up on the inside.
Deep roots.
Deep roots. It gets down in the soul.
It affects everything inside of
That's
you.
That's right. It gets down in the deep crevice. Same way them roots drop down deep in the soil, it gets that thing get down deep in the soul of man. It get that, and it changes everything. It changes your attitude. It changes your disposition. Mm-hmm. It changes your physical health.
Come on.
And guess what? And see, that's befitting, because we have to deal with it quick, because the Bible says that if we don't forgive, God ain't going to forgive.
Come on.
I can't afford for him not to forgive me.
Amen.
Because I haven't been perfect.
Come on.
I've not always been a saint. I'm a saint. I'm a sinner saved by grace. That's all. I'm a sinner. But by the grace of God and by the finished work on the cross, I'm saved.
Yes.
But guess what? This thing is, he say that the apostles said, well, Lord, we gonna need some more faith for that right there. He said, no. If you got just a little bit of faith, every man and woman and child has been dealt a measure of faith. He said, you don't need but a little bit of faith, because you're gonna deal with it quickly. You ain't gonna give it time to fester and to grow quick. Because see, this sycamore tree grew quickly, and it grew in dry places, spiritual dryness. Where there's no rain of the Spirit, huh? That there's spiritual dryness, where there's no Holy Ghost moving, that there's no word being fertilizing the ground.
All because of offense.
Dry, because of offense.
Yes.
It's a dry place.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that demon come back with nine more of his friends.
My God.
In a dry place.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be spiritually wet with the word and with the raining. They use the sycamore tree wood for caskets.
But you know what's amazing? That he said, all you have to do,
that's right,
is speak to it. Isn't that something?
Speak to it.
We use our mouth and we speak to it.
That's
that
right.
Means you go to that person and you say, listen, I know this was done.
That's right.
But I forgive you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know, but you offended me. You hurt me. You speak to it.
That's
you
right.
Use your mouth. You deal with the situation. You speak to it. And what God said,
that's right,
it will move.
It will
get up.
Listen, I don't care how great it is.
Yes.
And not only will it move, it's going to move from the root.
Yes.
So guess what? That's a great moving.
Right.
Because it's plucking it up from the root. The root cause.
Yes.
The whole source, it's going to pull it up from the root, pluck it, and guess what? And plant it back in the middle of the sea.
Yes.
So this thing, with a little bit of faith,
mm-hmm,
the same way the offense came, by the mouth more than likely. Most of the time, offense come by what somebody done said.
Or somebody did.
Or what they did, their action. But you can nip it in the bud.
Yes.
Because there's death and life is in the power of the tongue. You can speak to that thing. But guess what? Bitterness and unforgiveness is cruel to the grave.
Yes.
The enemy wants to harbor them and put you 6 feet under. That's what he want to do. But guess what? It only produces bitter fruit.
Yes.
Huh? When you feed that, when you feed it, when you hold on to it, you're feeding it. The sycamore tree produced bitter fruit. And it took a waltz. It took a waltz, something that'll sting you. It had to sting the fruit and sting the tree for it to be pollinated.
And that's something, and that means that if you're dealing with that, you're stinging everything around
Thank you.
You.
How many people are talking about, they stung me once, they ain't gonna sting me again.
Right.
But guess what? That's because bitterness is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiveness, but you got to let it go. You got to let it go. Now that black mulberry fig had a sweet fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It had a sweet fruit. It was pollinated by bees, probably. Normal pollination. Very expensive. Very expensive. But see, this sycamine tree was pollinated only by wasps. So it was only by a fence. It was fed, so it produced bitterness. It produced unforgiveness. It produced what it was. What created it
mm-hmm.
is what it's going to be.
That's right.
The fruit don't fall too far from the tree.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is. So he was telling them, look, you have the power in your mouth with just a little faith. Just have confidence in me.
Yes.
Trust in me.
Yes.
You have the power to speak to it.
Yes.
Huh? Just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith, and it will be plucked up.
Yes.
By the root. Deal with the root cause of it right now.
And also, I want to deal with somebody who are doing something behind somebody's back.
Now, come on.
All of this witchcraft and all of this stuff that we're doing, and we're sitting in a church and acting
and
like we're okay and nothing is wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. That's coming down your street.
True.
You
got to
give up this stuff because
yeah.
that is not of God.
Mm-mm.
And God is an abomination unto him anyway. And it's
yeah.
offensive to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the only one who could take you to Jesus Christ. So let me tell you something right now. If you're dealing with witchcraft, if you're going to somebody and having people put prayers on them, and you're serving different things than God, let me tell you, let me serve this notice to you today.
Yeah.
Decide to serve God.
That's right.
Let it go. Walk away and do what is right before God and man, because it will not serve anything good in your life. I'm speaking to somebody today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're doing and what you're trying to, the jealousy, because jealousy is cruel as a grave.
That's
and
right.
it will make people go do things to people that they have no business doing. And listen, you didn't create man. God did. You don't have a right to rule over him. You don't have the right to control him or do all kind of evil manners against him. Listen, repent today. I call out to you today. I bind every witch and warlock and every
yeah.
demonic spirit that try to drive you to do those things. And I pray that you come back to Christ today and come to know him as the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And that's right, because guess what? Only what we do for Christ is going to last.
Mm-hmm.
So all that stuff you're doing that's outside of the will of God, you're going to have to give an account for that.
Yes.
You're going to have to give an account. That there's a price to pay. And in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes if you don't repent and turn from your wicked ways and come back to the Lord. If you ain't never knew him, you got to receive him today, because time is winding up.
Yes, it is.
You don't have the time you think you got while you sitting there holding the fence and being bitter and using everything, going to the witcher indoor.
But he is
Come
waiting
on
you right now.
Yes,
and
he
you
is.
Have an opportunity this day. All you have to
yes.
do is go to him, open
go
your mouth,
him.
And ask for your forgiveness.
Receive him as your Lord and Savior today.
Yes.
Keep the faith. We love you. Until next time, God bless you and keep you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay from the Kingdom Plan Radio Show. Listen daily, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. as we discuss a multitude of topics regarding obedient financial stewardship, to include investing, financial planning, and charitable giving. I look forward to sharing information and guidance regarding the most discussed subject in Scripture.
So if you've seen the Gaithers on TBN, you've heard the incredible voice of David Phelps.